beat reporter for the Colorado Avalanche joins us once again. Drew, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Doing great, Jason. Thanks for having me once again.
Well, Drew, Patrick Waugh seems rather frustrated with his group, but, you know, he challenged his core, saying they need more consistency. They need to be the guys to carry the team. And it's true, your best players have to carry your team. My question is, are their best players good enough to carry and lead a team?
Yeah, I think that's the million-dollar question. You know, right now you look at where this team sits and the way they've been playing the last couple games. Obviously, they haven't had Nathan MacKinnon, you know, for about a week and a half now, and Matt Duchene has been dinged up as well, but he came back against Washington on Friday night and was kind of MIA in that game. And then, of course, last night he scores the goal that kind of started this whole firestorm with Patrick Waugh being upset or whatnot. But it's kind of weird because it's one of those things where, you know, you look at this Avalanche team, and we've talked about this Avalanche team for the last couple of years now with all the talent that seems to be on this roster, and we keep saying, okay, at some point they're going to turn the corner and become the team that we kind of all expect them to. And for whatever reason, they haven't done it yet, whether it's a consistency issue, whether it's just an overall talent issue. It's hard to kind of narrow it down. I mean, you know, you talk about Matt Duchene, and he scores his 30th goal last night, which in this day in the NHL, that's a pretty good milestone. I think there's only, 18 guys this year that have reached the 30-goal plateau, and it was the first time that Matt Duchene's done it in his career. But I think just this whole situation, it kind of speaks to just a lot of larger issues that are surrounding this team and kind of the direction of this franchise right now that I think all need to start getting figured out here in a hurry.
So you look at the Avalanche and the makeup of their team, what do they need to improve on next season for them to get back to the postseason?
I think first and foremost, it starts with the defense. I mean, the defense has really been just an utter disaster, especially the last 3 years since Patrick Waugh took over. There's not a lot there. You look at Eric Johnson, he's a nice player, but, you know, he got that contract extension in the offseason. I don't think, you know, a lot of fans around here look at him as that he's kind of lived up to that so far. Tyson Barrie is more of an offensive-minded type defenseman, and then you look at a guy like Francois Beauchemin, who got off to a really great start with this team, and I think he got worn down as the season's gone on, and now you're looking at Beauchemin saying, oh, man, you know, you got a 35, 36-year-old guy that's got another 2 years after this year on his deal, and he looks just completely out of gas already this season, and that could be something that's going to be an issue, you know, moving forward. So I think they've really got to figure out a way to shore up this defense, because you look statistically, they're getting outshot by a significant manner every single night. I was looking at the shot attempts they've taken throughout the season, and they are 400 behind, I think, the next team as far as shot attempts allowed this year, which is just, it's unreal. They're last in the league as far as it comes to that. So, you know, to shore up that defense, I think they got a chance, but I think a lot of it too is going to come down to Patrick Waugh. Can he make the necessary adjustments, you know, with the guys that he's got? Because it's not going to be easy to go out and acquire, you know, a top four defenseman in this league. Those are highly coveted guys that, you know, it's not going to be easy to get. So Patrick Waugh can make the adjustments necessary to put his team in, I think, a better position to be successful. Then maybe they can turn this thing around. But right now, they've really got to find a way to shore up that defense.
Speaking of the defense, one player who everybody talks about, now he's not an unrestricted free agent, but what are you hearing on Tyson Barrie? The Avs, the past few seasons, have had some tough negotiations with players that ended up seeing those players leave town, Stastny, O'Reilly. What's up with Barrie?
Well, right now we don't know a whole heck of a lot. It kind of seems like this thing is going to come down to, you know, this summer, and I kind of tend to lean like this thing is going to probably go to arbitration, because I think Tyson Barrie is going to want to get, you know, a fairly high number, maybe $5.5 million, $6 million per year, and I'm not sure the Avalanche are going to be willing to go that high. They're going to try and find any way necessary to probably keep him under that $6 million threshold that I think the Avalanche are wanting to stay under, as we've seen in the past, with not wanting to bring back Ryan O'Reilly and not bringing back Paul Stastny and guys like that. So I think that's going to be kind of the big-time number. And, you know, it's kind of weird because it's hard to determine exactly what Tyson Barrie's value is. I mean, he's an offensive-minded guy. He's got a career highs in points this year. He's spectacular offensively, but defensively, he's a liability back there. But I think when you look at around the league and some of the other guys who've gotten contracts, I know Minnesota just signed one of their defensemen to a deal a couple months ago that is probably right around the ballpark where Tyson Barrie's going to get as well. So that's kind of the mystery right now. I think you got him, and then of course you got Nathan MacKinnon, who's a restricted free agent this year as well, and have to figure out how he slots into it and where his money's going to go and moving forward with that. So they got a lot of things they're going to have to figure out salary-wise heading into this offseason.
Drew Spivak joins us. Patrick Roy, what, do you think there's any pressure on him? I know him and Joe Sakic are fairly close, and he has more say, it seems, than some other head coaches around the league. Where do you think he stands right now in Colorado?
You know, I don't get the sense there's much pressure on Patrick Roy right now. I think a lot of people, you know, around here kind of looking at this team and looking at the roster and saying, okay, that's kind of the bigger issue, is there's a lot of holes on the roster. They don't have a ton of depth outside of the bottom six. And, you know, obviously we talked about the defense struggling the way it has. Semyon Varlamov has been kind of up and down this year. When he's been good, he's been great. But when he's struggled, it's really been kind of a detriment for this team. And, you know, you look at Patrick Roy, and I think there's kind of a split fan base here in Denver. I think, you know, half the people are looking at this saying, yeah, it's on Patrick Roy, and half of them aren't. And I think, you know, when you watch Patrick Roy, the way this team is does not really – progressed, especially at the defensive end, you kind of have to start wondering, okay, when is Patrick Roy going to maybe make some sort of adjustments, maybe look at a team that's had some success and trying to play that defensive type style? Because when you look at them stylistically, you don't really kind of know what type of a system they're trying to run defensively, and I think that's a kind of a big-time issue with it. But I don't think he's going to be under any sort of pressure now. If we get into next season and they get off to another slow start, then I think you're going to start hearing a lot more rumblings that Patrick Roy could seriously be in trouble. But I don't think there's any question that him being the franchise icon and having Joe Sakic in the front office as well, I think that kind of weighs heavily into this whole thing as far as Patrick Roy's job security.
Drew, it should be an interesting offseason in Colorado with the Barry negotiations and them trying to find a defense. And then, of course, albeit very, very slim chance, the draft lottery on April 30th for Avs fans.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that this team has still an opportunity to make the playoffs, and yet they can still find their way into the top 10 in the NHL draft this year. It's going to be kind of interesting to watch, but it's never a dull offseason around here, especially now with all the drama going on with Patrick Roy and Matthew Shane right now.
It's always entertaining when Roy's around. Appreciate your time.
Anytime, Jason. Thanks for having me.